Assalamualaikum everybody. It is me, Ayman Azlan. Hello Instagram. It's been a while. If you don't know, let me re-announce. I just got a new baby. My wife, alhamdulillah, gave birth to a beautiful baby boy 10 days ago. I'm still preoccupied with family matters, but I try to find some time to restart my work because I can't have too long of a holiday because I love my work so much. I just want to start it again as soon as possible. But alhamdulillah, baby's fine, wife's fine, and still recovering from the surgery. She had to do C-section, but you know, in any case, it's fine, alhamdulillah. So let's get straight to the conversation. Today, I want to focus this particular Instagram live event on one particular topic. You can ask me questions in the comment section as I'm just telling you this particular story and also this particular opinion of mine. It's about career. So my audience are primarily between 17 to 30 year old, and they are mostly students. Some of them are professionals, but overall, they're figuring out what to do with their lives, right? At 17, you have SPM, and then you're trying to figure out, what do I do after SPM? Should I take this degree, that degree? Should I pursue that? And then in their university life, they figure out what kind of career do I want, and so on and so forth. So basically, it all boils down to, what career should I pursue? And traditionally, for a lot of people, even to this day, 2019, there are a significant amount of people who still believe that the only way to get a job is to, number one, get a degree, number two, get good results, number three, get interviews, and number four, get accepted after the interview, number five, get the job, and then at the end of every month, get the salary, and then at the end of the job, you get your pension, and then that's it. You die. So basically, that's the typical template of a career that we, all of us, are born into and all of us are taught to believe. And that is true. Let me be the first to say that is true. That is one way to get a career. But that is exactly it. One way. Why do I highlight one way? Because there are other ways. And this is where this conversation gets interesting. Now, a lot of young people came up to me saying that either the results are bad, and then they say, well, I'm not going to get a job with a 1.5 CGPA or 2.0 CGPA. That's number one. Or number two, they say, oh, I have a degree in history. What kind of job would I get with a degree in history? Nobody's going to hire me. I don't want to be a teacher. So that's number two. Or number three, they think to themselves, well, I'm just going to get any job that I can, even though I don't like it, because, you know, I need a job. So that's that. Or there's another thing. I don't want that career, but, you know, my parents told me I have to pursue it. So that's what I'm doing. So there are like variations of scenarios of like young people and careers and their dilemma and their struggles. But one thing that I would like to drill into young people's minds is that there are many ways for you to have a career. Not just that one strict way that you've been taught at school, and that is get a degree, good result, job, interview, and then salary, and then KWSP, and then pension, and then that's it. That's one way. Another way is to create your own career. Create your own career, because sometimes the job that you want isn't available in any kind of job openings where they have interviews for. It's not available. The kind of job that you want is not available. So you have to figure out one of two things. Do I just go with the flow and just grab any job that I want? Or do I be more creative and create that job that I want? Either way, it's your choice. I'm not here to tell you that you should go whichever way. I'm just giving you options. That's the point of this small talk that we're having right now. I'm giving you options. So the option is, you can create your career. Now let me tell you how. Number one, you have to identify your strength. Okay, identify your strength. What are your skills? What are you good at? And write them down. Make a list of it. And maybe while you're writing them down, you're thinking to yourself, wait, is this a skill? Is this something valuable? Write them down anyway. It's a brainstorming exercise. So don't edit yourself. Just write them down. And once you write them down, look at it again and think, can I solve people's problem with the skills that I have? Let's say I'm very good at cleaning my room. I'm very good at organizing things. I'm very good at making sure that the room is tidy. That's a skill, right? A skill that I don't particularly have, but you know, that's a skill. Now, can I solve people's problems using this skill? Well, you have to think very deeply and creatively. Can I solve people's problems? If, let's say you answer, yeah, I can solve people's problems with this skill. I can probably help them become more productive with their life. I can give them tips, advice, and like simple techniques for them to tidy up their workspace or their living room or their bedroom so that they can have a more less stress of an environment, because you can't be stress-free. Stress is always going to be there. So that's something that you can do. So once you find the thing that you are good at, and once you find a way to solve people's problem with that skill, now the next thing is, how can I sell this to people? How can I sell this, offer this service to people so that they may pay me to do this for them? Because if you think of it in a macro, like big picture level, a job is exactly that. You have a particular skill that you can use to solve people's problem, and they pay you for it. You can think of any job in the world. I guarantee you, it will fall in this kind of a definition. Think of any job in the world, even a small job that you don't even think of as a job. Let's say a garbage collector. I like to use them as an example because they are so underappreciated. Garbage collector, you might think of them, ala, garbage collector, not a very high status job, but think of it in a different way. If they are not there doing their job, not there to take out our trash every week, what will happen? Problems will happen. And that is why we are grateful that they do their job every week, take out our trash, make sure that our street stays clean, make sure that our neighborhood stays clean so that there's no problem like disease or bad smell or uncomfortable living. So we pay them for that. We pay them to do that because we don't want to do it ourselves, right? So we pay them to do that. So they have a particular skill. They can solve our problem with that skill. Therefore, they have a job because we are willing to pay them for it. We don't want to do it ourselves. So that is the pocket where you can fill in the gap with whatever that you can do, and you can do it well. So I'll give you my example. I figured out that I'm very good at speaking. Not just speaking in English, like public speaking. I'm very good at it. That's my skill. Not everybody has that skill, all right? So just because I have it and you don't feel bad about it. That's my skill, not your skill. Think about your skill. Just because I'm good at this doesn't mean that I'm good at everything. I'm bad at a lot of things, but I don't focus my attention on that. I just focus on what am I good at and how can I use this skill to solve people's problems. And therefore, I became a motivator because I can speak. I take psychology, I know about human behavior, human psychology, I put those two together, I become a motivational speaker. I solve people's problems by giving them advice, by giving them a way out, by giving them techniques to learn and to improve their lives with, and so on and so forth. From there, I offer my service. A lot of people are willing to pay for them, Therefore, I have a career which I've been doing for the past 8 years and still going strong with it. I even have online classes now. So you can be creative with how you solve people's problems, because that's the key thing you have to remember. Solve people's problems. Solve people's problem. Think of your skill. Think of how you can use your skill to solve people's problems. Boom, you have a job. But this is where I will throw you something that's quite unexpected. So far, you might be thinking, that's so great. I can work on my own. I can be my own boss. That's awesome. Okay, so far, okay, again. But there's a catch. This path is difficult. All right? There'll be a lot of backlash from people you care about, from your family, from your parents, from your uncles and aunties, from your friends, from your society, because it's not what traditionally people understand as a quote-unquote stable job, right? A stable job, people think of as exactly what I said in the beginning. You get a job, you get hired by somebody, you get salary at the end of the month, and then you get your pension, and then that's it. That's the end of your career. You're happy, bye-bye, good. But that's one, because we're living in 2019. It's not 1999 anymore. It's 2019 now. So there's a lot of like things that are different today. And one of them is this landscape of career opportunities. Yeah, in 1999, I may not give this kind of an advice. But in 2019, it's different because now we have the internet, we have the smartphone, we have the world in our pocket. You can learn anything online if you put your effort, time, and energy into it. And you can build a business from scratch. It's gonna be tough, but my point is the possibility is now in everyone's pocket, literally. If only you take the opportunity. Now, am I saying that everybody should be a businessman, businesswoman? No. No, 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 no. Let me reiterate the point of this video. The point of this video is to say, you have a choice to do what you want to do with your life. To enjoy waking up in the morning. And to be excited to go for work. Or you could accept whatever job that you have, that you don't like, that you dread, but then you get a stable income at the end of the month, but still, you don't enjoy your life with it. Either way is your choice. Either way is your choice. Now, am I saying that following this path of a business is the way for everybody? No. Some people enjoy working for somebody else, getting the salary at the end of a month, having a pension. They enjoy it. If you are that person, then stop watching this video. This is not for you. If you enjoy your life, I have no advice to give you. You are already there. Good job. I know people that they enjoy their job. They enjoy whatever that they do routinely, 9 to 5, punch in, punch out. They enjoy doing that. That's great. But this message is for those people who don't enjoy it. Those people who rather do something else, but they fear the judgment. They fear the backlash. They fear the difficulty. Let me tell you this. All the things that you fear, it's true. It's real. But my question is your desire stronger than your fear? If your desire is stronger than your fear, you'll persevere. You'll try your best. You'll crush that wall and try to make it work. Now, let's say that you've tried it, all right? And it doesn't work. You try your business and it failed miserably. Let's say that happened. So what? Am I wrong? Yes, I am wrong. But it's still good for you, because now you know for sure. So far, you wonder in your cubicle, in your office, and you wonder, oh my God, I want to start my online business. I want to do this. I want to create my own career. I want to be my own boss. but I'm stuck in this job. Oh my God, if only, if only, if only. See, a lot of people are stuck in that mindset. If only, if only, if only. So what I say is stop your if only-ing and start doing it. I don't mean quit your job. You can do it on the side. At least start it, do something about it, and taste the water and see if it's for you. If it's for you, great. You found something that you love and you can do it for the rest of your life. But then if you found out that it's not for you, oh no, I thought it was great, but it's not really great. Also great, because now you don't have to ask yourself if only anymore. Now you have an answer, right? It's kind of like you want to marry someone, right? But you're not sure if that someone is, you know, interested in you. Right, so you have this fantasy in your head, or maybe she likes me. I don't know. Maybe she likes me, and you start to fantasize. Oh, what if she's my wife? Oh my God, we're gonna be so happy. But you never do anything. You never take action. You never like actually propose to her, or like actually at least start the conversation. Would you be interested in being my wife? We can have a ta'aruf. We can have a discussion about it, and we'll see if it's going to work out or not. You don't take action. You just say, if only, what if, what if, what if. Nothing happens. But let's say you take action and you say, you approach the girl, you approach the guy and say, I'm interested in marrying you. Would you be interested in marrying me? Let's have a conversation about that. One of two things can happen. Either the person says yes, great, or the person says no, also great, because now you don't have to wonder anymore. You can move on. You can start the process of moving on. It's gonna hurt. Yeah, it's gonna hurt, but at least you have an answer, right? So similarly with this thing that I'm talking to you right now. So creating your career is difficult. Creating your career is not for everybody, but it is an option, especially if you are a type of person who thinks that you're stuck in your dead-end job, or you're stuck in that feeling of unhappiness, and you think to yourself, this is my life for the next 50 years. No, it's not. There's another option that you haven't tried yet. Try it first. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't work out, return to your job or find another job. At least you don't have to ask yourself anymore, what if? That's the thing. That's the key thing that keeps you from being happy. Unclear answer. So I guess that's basically the gist of what I'm trying to deliver today. Because for the past 10 days while I'm on my paternity leave, I still receive questions and I still respond to questions. And I noticed that more and more, maybe it's just my bias, but more and more I see that young people are unhappy with what they have career-wise, right? Either they realize they picked the wrong degree, or they realize they picked the wrong career, whatever it may be, and they feel stuck. They think that, oh my God, this is gonna be my life forever. I'm here to tell you, no, it doesn't have to be. It could still change. But I'm giving you a forewarning here, a fair warning. It's gonna be difficult. It's gonna be scary. It's gonna be risky. People are gonna say stuff about you. People are gonna say stuff to you. But my question is, again, is your desire stronger than your fear? Or is your fear stronger than your desire? If your fear is stronger than your desire and you prefer to stay in the safe zone, even though you're not happy, then you can't say you're stuck. You choose to stay that way. I know it's hard to hear that, but I'm giving you an option, right? I'm giving you an option. You choose the easier option, which is fine, by the way. It's not wrong. I'm just saying that don't blame anyone else. It's your life, your responsibility, your choice. Own your life. All right? That's all I want to say to people. I want to repeat this until I die. Own your life. You are responsible for your life, whether it be a mistake or a success. Either way, own it. It's yours. own it. If it's a mistake, learn. If it's a success, be grateful. Either way, say Alhamdulillah. Because both are good for you. Both are what will make you become a better person. So, before I end, I'll just go and answer a few questions that people may have, because I am seeing in the comment section there are a few questions. All right, so, how to overcome a situation where we don't get full support from our parents on our interests, especially in terms of our future career. You don't get full support from your parents. All right, a few things. Number one, communicate to them properly and negotiate so that you get the best deal that you can get out of it. Now, when I say negotiate, you have to understand the nature of negotiation is that you're not gonna get everything you want. That's why it's called negotiation. You don't negotiate if you're gonna get everything, right? Negotiation, by definition, means that you're gonna sacrifice something in order for you to get something. At least you get something out of the deal. And this goes for both parties. Your parents have to understand that you are big enough to make your own decision. And you have to prove that you are big enough to make your own decision. If you're still childish, then don't blame your parents for treating you like a child. Understand? If you want your parents to treat you like an adult, then you have to show that you are an adult. Don't say it like, I'm already an adult. Don't say it. Show it with your actions, your behavior, your mannerisms, the words that you use. If you throw a tantrum to your parents and you're 18, don't blame your parents if they treat you like you're 8. You are not old enough to make your own decisions just based on your mannerisms, your behavior. So you have to prove to your parents that you are old enough. And then start the negotiation. Negotiate again and again and again until you get to a point where both can relatively say, all right, okay, I'm satisfied with this deal. Okay, go for it. And that deal could be anything, right? And again, you're not going to get everything that you want. I'll give you an example. Let's say that you made a deal with your parents. Let's say you made a deal that, okay, dad, give me 5 years. If I fail, I'll do whatever you want. That's a deal, right? Right? Your dad has to wait 5 years. You can do whatever you want, start your business or whatever. If you don't achieve your goal, specify your goal, by the way. If you don't achieve your goal by the next 5 years, then you have to follow what your parents told you to do. Become a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. Right? That could be a deal. Or the deal could flip, okay? You become a doctor first, and then you can do whatever you want. But make a deal. Negotiate. It doesn't mean that you always have to say yes to anything and everything your parents say. At the same time, it doesn't mean that you become rude to your parents. I don't support rebelliousness. I don't support it. I support negotiation. I support communication. I support having this back and forth where we as adults learn to figure things out using words, not using our volume, not using violence, not using tantrum. No. We're both adults in this situation, so let's treat this as an adult issue. So that's what I would do. That's what I would do. Negotiate. And yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, there's going to be friction, okay? And let me give you a fair warning. There's going to be friction, all right? When you negotiate, obviously, there's going to be friction. Some people are going to be unhappy. Maybe some negotiation sessions don't go as well as others. But that's part of the process. And the thing about human relationship is that you can't avoid friction forever. Relationships are not broken because of friction. Relationships are broken because people can't deal with friction. People don't know how to handle friction. People don't know how to handle conflicts. That's why relationships are broken. Conflicts will happen whether you like it or not. The question is, are you mature enough to handle the conflicts? Because the light at the end of the tunnel is, if you're able to handle the conflicts well, that will actually make your relationship stronger, not weaker, stronger. You become a stronger unit because you're able to handle the conflicts well. Let's continue with the next question before I end. All right, so you see this microphone right here? This is not a microphone where it goes straight to the phone. No, this is a microphone where I am recording my voice for my podcast. So don't worry, this live event will be recorded as an audio podcast. It'll be on my podcast channel. You can search on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Just search Be Unshakable with Ayman Azlan. Or just search my name, Ayman Azlan. You see the banner, the yellow color banner. That's my podcast channel, my personal podcast channel. So this whole conversation will be on my podcast channel. So don't worry. Don't worry, okay? Do not worry. How to solve a problem for a friend who is an introvert, okay? Okay, first of all, you have to understand what introversion is. It's a type of personality, it's not a disease, okay? It's a personality type. So you have to understand what introverts are like and what introversion really is, all right? Understand that. Understand their strengths and weaknesses. Understand that. And then make sure your friends understand it as well, because not all introverts understand what introversion is. Similarly, not all extroverts understand what extroversion is. And help your friend leverage on his strength as an introvert, right? Because a lot of the times, introverts, they focus too much on their weaknesses. They're like, oh, I can't speak in public. It's okay if you can't speak in public. You can learn the skill later on, right? For you, it's more difficult because you are an introvert. It doesn't mean that you can't learn the skill. It just means that it's more difficult for you. But there are other skills that it's easier for you. Like, for example, brainstorming or thinking or becoming more creative. It's easier for you as an introvert because you're more cerebral than an extrovert. Extrovert is more loud, you know, more expressive. Introvert is more reflective. And that's a skill that extrovert find tough doing. I mean, extrovert can't stay silent. They can't, but introvert, you can think deeply. It's easier for you, and you can use that to your advantage, right? You can use that to your advantage. How to find the right career path when we feel lost? Let me repeat it again, okay? The process is like this. This is my process, okay? You can try it. It's on my website. It's my online class called 24 Hours. You can take the online class, do the practical exercises, and figure out what your career path is. But let me give you the TLDR version of the class, okay? Start with your strength. What are your skills? All right, and think widely, okay? When I say skills, it doesn't mean like, oh, public speaking skill, good. No, it's not just that. Any skill, all right? Anything in the world. The world is huge, big. Anything that is a skill is counted as a skill. Write them down, make a list, and then think, what can I do with these skills that I have? What kind of problems can I solve? And if you put them all together, skills, problems, there's gonna be somebody out there who are willing to pay you to solve their problem using your skill, right? Of course, you have to work on your skill, lah. You have to be the best version of that skill as you can be, and then you can offer that as a service to people, and then people can pay you for it. People will pay you for it because, you know, people have problems and people need other people to help them solve their problem. So start with a skill, right? Take some time off, think deeply about it, and then write them down, all right? And then start with thinking about what kind of problems can I solve with those skills. Sometimes it's not going to be straightforward. Like, let me give you an example, okay? Let's say the example that I gave just now, you are great at tidying up your room, okay? That's your skill. It doesn't mean that the only problem you can solve is a messy room, right? That's obvious. Sometimes there are something within that skill that's not obvious, but it is part of that skill, and you can solve another problem that's not related to a messy room. For example, you think to yourself, okay, I'm good at tidying room, therefore I can only solve a messy room. Not necessarily. That tidying skill can be used for, let's say, organizing your schedule. Right? Organizing your schedule. And you might be thinking, wait, that's how is that related? I'm good at tidying room. Doesn't mean I'm good at tidying a schedule. No. Don't sell yourself short. If you're good at tidying, meaning you have the organization skill, which you can actually apply in other domains, not just a messy room. You can probably apply it in like productivity, the productivity category. Because people need help with productivity, like tidying up their schedule. They have too many things on their to-do list. Maybe you can be the one who organized it for them. Be a personal planner for somebody, whatever it may be, or a wedding planner, because wedding is like messy stuff. So you have to plan everything perfectly, properly, so that everything's organized. That's a skill you can apply in that situation. So don't think too surface level. Go deeper and try to understand your skill better than anyone else and use it to solve people's problems that they don't even see that you can use that skill to solve their problem. Okay. I have stopped my master recently because I can't carry on anymore. Before I stop, I change the course. Also, I cannot. Now, I don't know what should I do because I think I can finish my master. Wait, you think you can or you cannot finish your master? Okay, let me just take the question as it is and try to answer, give a fair answer to the question. All right. So, you pursue a master's degree, it doesn't work. You stop and you try to pursue a different course, also doesn't work, you stop. So you try two times your master's, it doesn't work. Okay, at least two things that I can think of right now may be happening right now. Number one, maybe you don't need a master. Maybe master's degree is not for you, right? Not everything is for everyone. Sometimes something is not for you. Accept it as a fact. Something is not for you. That could be a potential reason why. Number two, maybe you haven't like chosen the right course for you yet, right? Are you choosing based on your interests, based on your skills, based on your acumen, or are you just choosing based on what's popular or based on what people say you should do or based on like what your parents say you should pursue? So which one is it? Are you choosing based on your own compass or are you relying on other people to give you that direction? Either way. So I can think of at least two, okay? But either way, it's your choice. And I'm telling you right now, if you think that you need a master's degree to get a job, I'm here to tell you that's not true. And don't take my word for it. Just go out into the world and observe. That's it. That's the best way for you to know if I'm telling the truth or not. You can call me on my bluff if you think I'm wrong. Go out into the world and see. Do all jobs require a master's degree? No, not all career requires a master's degree. And let's talk about success now. Do all success require a master's degree? No. Go out and observe. Observe. Observe the reality. Don't just hear what people say. Test what people say. Is it true? Is it true? Because sometimes we put ourselves in a corner, get ourselves stuck there, and we think to ourselves, this is life. But no, we put ourselves there, which means we can take ourselves out. Just have to switch how you see things. And just have to be brave enough to take action to get out of that corner. Because some people, they may not have the adequate courage to get out of that corner, so they just, you know, pasrah and redha je lah, duduk kat situ, stuck. So that's why I ask, is your desire stronger than your fear? Am I an introvert or an extrovert? I see myself as both, but I tilt more towards extroversion. I have introverted qualities. Like sometimes, yes, I do enjoy being alone. Yeah, I enjoy just being with my thoughts. Like while I'm driving, I enjoy just being with my thoughts. But there are other times where I need to socialize. I need to like express the thoughts out. So I have both. And I think, actually I believe, based on what I study in psychology, that everybody has a mixture of both. It's not like you are only extrovert or only introvert. No, you have both qualities, but you tilt towards one end or the other. That's it. Anyway, that's all from me. Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. I have to get back to my family. My family needs me, Chewa. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for joining me. And you can catch this recording in audio form on my podcast channel, Be Unshakable with Ayman Azlan. Until next time, Instagram, I love you very much. Assalamualaikum. Bye.